Hello, and welcome to the Consistent Profits Podcast, brought to you by Inside Out Trading and Brian McAvoy, where the focus is on consistency, because when you have the consistent part down, profits become easy.
Hi, Brian McAvoy here. This week, we're going to take another little turn on things, mix it up a little bit. Instead of an interview, I really wanted to share with you, I've been in a kind of a business mode lately, you know, trading is a business mode. So that's what I'd like to share with you today. Is a presentation that I did a while back where I'm talking about trading as a business and the different considerations that go with that, the benefits of, you know, treating your trading as a business, the cost, the different things that go into it. And so it's a really good presentation. It runs about a half an hour. I think you'll enjoy it. I'm sure you'll get some good benefit out of it. So I hope you enjoy the podcast today, this week. And here's the presentation on trading as your business. Talk to you soon. Cheers.
Welcome to Trading as Your Business. This is presented by Brian McAvoy, that's me, with Inside Out Trading. Now, prepare yourself for some of the most eye-opening information. And you do need to make sure that you pay attention all the way through. We're going to be covering a lot of different information today. You'll see what I'm talking about here in just a quick second. I'm going to give you a summary before we get started. Now, one thing I guarantee you is how you look at trading will never be the same after today. It's just, you're going to get a whole different perspective on it. Now, since we're talking about trading, I do need to include this disclaimer. As you know, trading involves substantial financial risk. This presentation is for education purposes only and is not intended to induce anyone to initiate any investment or trade. Your trading results are entirely your responsibility. Now, why do you need to know this stuff as far as trading as your business? Well, first of all, you haven't been told the truth, at least not the whole truth. Probably a good portion of the information that you've gotten about trading and how to trade successfully has been incorrect or incomplete at best. And without the key puzzle pieces, the odds really are very severely against you. Now, once you understand these things that I'm going to share with you today, you can turn the odds to your favor. No, this isn't hype or BS. This is a truth. This is how you turn the odds in your favor. Now, what you're going to discover today and why you want to stick around and pay attention all the way through. First of all, you're going to learn out why trading is a real business, the 10 unique qualities that make it ideal, seven common profit killers, six inherent obstacles that all traders face, five requirements for reliability, and reliability really is a key item there. To make money is one thing. You want to be able to make money reliably where you can relax and have some security in that money. And you're also going to learn the distinguishing mindset, really truly what the distinguishing mindset is between winners and losers. And yes, this is really important for you to understand. It's where most traders go wrong and what to do instead. Now, let's get started. See, there are several worthwhile trading wisdoms. You know, like trade with a system that suits your personality. Don't trade with scared money. But the one that stands head and shoulders above the rest as far as being important is treat your trading as a business. Why? Well, because it is a business. Now, how can I say that? Why do I say trading is a business? Well, it's not just a way to make money. I mean, a lot of people, they look at trading and they're like, oh, no, it's not a real business. You know, I don't have a store down the street or, you know, a factory or anything like that. But really, seriously, just look around you. The computer that we're communicating through, the chair that you're sitting in, the table or desk that your computer's sitting on, the room that you're sitting in, the windows, doors, walls, paint, carpet, your clothes. Everything around you represents at least one business, probably a number of businesses and a number of industries. Every single thing that you see around you represents a whole bunch of businesses. Now, every single one of those products and businesses exists because somebody saw an opportunity for profit. They saw a demand there. They saw that they can make money at it. So they started doing it, and they were making whatever it is or providing whatever service it is. And so in that regard, they're no different from trading. Trading, you know, it's an opportunity for profit, and you're going to get into the business. Okay. Now, okay, so you're still a little skeptical. All right, yeah, there's money to be made, but really what makes it a business versus just a way to make money? Well, let's take a look at that question. What is a business? Well, a business is any ongoing activity engaged for profit. Really, any ongoing activity, whether it's a lemonade stand out on a corner, or you've got a car dealership or an accounting firm, or an investment firm, or anything that you're doing on a regular basis for profit is a business. Now, just to illustrate, even the government recognizes this. If you buy a house, you're not a real estate investor. If you're buying and selling several houses a year for profit, you're in the business of real estate. Same thing with cars, same thing with securities, like we're talking about with trading. So anything that you're doing on a regular basis, and it's an ongoing activity, that's a business. Now, all businesses also involve risk, and all businesses have certain requirements for it to be successful. Trading really is very cool. Let's take a look at some of the reasons that it's unique in many regards. And really, if you think about it from a business perspective, these qualities really are your advantages and reasons why the odds should be in your favor if you pay attention to treating your trading as a business, like we talked about. Okay, let's look at some of these things that make trading unique and are your advantages. Well, first of all, you have very low barriers to entry. I mean, if you've got a couple $1,000 and you want to start trading today, you can. It's not like you gotta, go get a 4-year or 8-year degree, put up a building and all this kind of stuff. You got money, you can start trading like immediately. And it doesn't take a ton of capital either. It's not like you gotta have, several $1 million to get started in trading. No, you can get started trading with a couple $100, a couple $1,000. That's cool. There are proven models readily available. There are, unlike other businesses where, the really successful companies, closely guard their competitive advantage or business model. No, in trading, there are proven models all over the place, well published too. In trading, unlike other businesses, you have 100% control over what goes on in your business. All other businesses involve other people. You have employees or vendors or customers. And in trading, no, it's just you and the markets. That's cool. Trading is infinitely scalable. You can start off small, a few $1,000, $10,000, $20,000, and you can scale it up to hundreds of millions of dollars without having to, put up another building, move to another location, add staff, or add capital. No, you can just scale it up as much as you want. That's cool. Wide range of involvement. It can be everything from completely passive, where you deposit your money into a managed account and have somebody else trade your money for you, and you just check in once in a while and see how the account's going. Everything to, with Forex trading, where you can trade around the clock and almost every day of the week. You can be like absolutely insanely involved in it or hardly at all. That's cool. Okay, more reasons. You're not geographically limited. You can trade traveling the world if you want to. That's really cool. You're not stuck, locked into a physical location, a certain locality to be successful. You can take breaks anytime you want, and it doesn't hurt your business. With any other business, since it depends on other people, and particularly customers, if you, want to take, 3 months or 6 months or a year off, and, just step away from your business, it'll kill your business, or at least substantially hurt it. Not with this one. With trading, no. You can take breaks anytime you want, and the markets will welcome you as though you had never left. Now, this one here, as far as testing with zero risk, this is really cool. Trading is the only business I know of where you can test things in the real world and find out if they work. If you've got an idea, an indicator or a strategy or, a set of rules, whatever, you can test it in the real world to see if it works. Any other business, you can only theorize or, get a little sampling. If you want to, test it in the real world to see if it works, you got to, invest some time and money. Trading, Tremendous flexibility. With any other business, if you want to change substantially, how you're doing business, it's going to be some investment of time and resources to make that change. With trading, no. If you are, say you're a long-term end-of-day position trader now, and tomorrow you want to be a day trader, hey, go for it. And you can. There's nothing holding you back. That's cool. You're not locked in. So, now this last advantage is really cool. And yeah, but anyway, the more the merrier. Any other industry, more people come into that industry, that means more competition for you. It means it's tougher to make a profit. With trading, no. More people that enter trading, that adds liquidity to the markets, means there's more people there available to take your trades when you want to put them out there. That is cool. So these things, these are 10 huge advantages from a business perspective to make trading really just a great business. Now, it is unique in many regards, but it still has similarities to other businesses. So what am I talking about? Well, all reliable businesses, keyword reliable, require the following things. Planning, good planning. I mean, good business, a long-term reliable income stream and, source of wealth generation doesn't happen by accident. It requires some planning. Also requires organization. I mean, how can you expect consistent performance and profits out of anything that's not organized? Same thing with systemization. You want consistency, repeatability. That's where you get the reliability from. That's where your systemization comes into play, as well as adding to the profitability and efficiency of the operation. Okay, good businesses also always have to have reasonable financial controls in place. just make sure, you know, we're sticking to our plan and all that kind of stuff. And since it's an ongoing operation, ongoing activity, it does require management. Now, this is fine. Don't be, you know, intimidated. This is just, these are common. Think about it. Any good business that you know of, it has these qualities, and that's what makes it a good business and very reliable. Now, another similarity that trading has with other businesses, and this is really important here, if you look in most any book that just on, you know, on general business, there you'll see a statistic there, and that's that 90% of all new businesses will fail within the first 2 to 5 years. That's been around, it's truth for a very long time. Oh, well, that sounds a lot like the old, you know, the statistic that's been around for a very long time. 90% of all new traders will fail in the first very short period, you know, 6 months to a couple of years. Why do you suppose that is? Well, there are 7 common profit killers that you'll find are common between the two. Let's take a look at some of these common profit killers, things that kill businesses and kill trading businesses. Well, frequent changes in direction, for one. You know, you're doing things, you know, one day this week. Have you ever worked someplace where, today we're doing it this way, and next month, oh, no, whole change of direction, you know. No. And with trading, you know, okay, like I was talking about, there's some traders, they can't get settled down. They're jumping from one trading system or strategy to another. You know, they'll be trading, you know, end of day trading with one system one day, and next week, you know, they're trying to day trade maybe with a scalping system the next. So, yeah, the frequent changes in direction definitely hurts your profitability. Poor decision making. That's very commonplace and unfortunately a big deal in business and in trading. Poor management in general. You've seen this and probably experienced it yourself. Inefficiency. Short-term thinking. Oh my God, this is just a huge profit killer. Where businesses will do things for the sake of profit today and tomorrow, you know, it's costing them big time. Lack of financial controls. Again, you've probably experienced this, you know, in jobs that you've had where, you know, the company's throwing all kinds of money into something and it's just stupid, you know, and they really shouldn't have been doing it in the first place. And last but not least, inconsistent performance. This is going to hurt any business bottom line. Okay, now, why do these things happen? Well, back in the 60s, U.S. businesses were suffering a lot from the list that we just looked at, and it was causing some problems, particularly with global competition. And this group was commissioned to study and see what's going on. Why are all these things happening, particularly, you know, the poor management, bad decision-making, and inefficiencies? And the result of the study was a book called The Peter Principle. And in short, it says that in any large hierarchical organization, a person will rise to their level of incompetence and remain there. I mean, that's the Peter Principle as it was stated in the book. Okay, but what does that mean? It basically means that in any, you know, organization, a person's going to keep getting promoted until they hit a level where, hey, now, you know, they're not doing so great, and then they're going to be stuck there. They're not going to get promoted anymore. Okay, I mean, that's what it means in short. And the reason for that is, as a person moves up and you know, their jobs change as they move up, those different jobs require different skill sets. And really, who can this affect? It can affect anybody. I used to be an engineer, and I would see it where, you know, I was on an engineering staff, and there was, you know, one guy who was a really excellent engineer, and he got promoted to be a supervisor over another group of engineers. Horrible, because he didn't have the managerial skill set that he needed. He was a great engineer, but not when it came to managing other people. And so, and this is true regardless of the job or the environment. Like I said, different jobs require different skills. Just because, you know, you're good at one thing doesn't mean you're going to be good at something totally different. So the lesson that was learned out of the Peter Principle and for U.S. businesses, and this was really valuable, was first of all, promoting somebody because they're doing well and expecting them to continue to do well, that past equal the future, is a bad assumption. That's an erroneous assumption. Without guidance and training, what's going to happen is you throw somebody into a new job where it has a whole different skill set, and you don't give them any guidance or training, they're going to have a very poor foundation, and their performance is likely to suffer unless they are just so blooming good that they can overcome that. And the problem is with this, the obstacles that they run into is, you know, not having the guidance or the training, those obstacles that are affecting their performance, they're going to stay there for years. So the big lesson out of all this was, before you promote somebody, you know, to perform an assessment and, you know, make sure that they have the personality, first of all, for the new job, you know, just the general temperament for it, and then the aptitude for it, and then the skill set. And if they meet all that, cool, you go ahead and promote them. If they don't have the skill set, well, you train them first and then you promote them. That makes all the difference in the world. Now, okay, so how does all this relate to you? Well, when you made the decision to become a trader, you effectively started your own business operation, and you promoted yourself to many new positions, several of which you probably didn't have, you know, any experience or training for, and there was nobody there to apply the lesson from the Peter Principle for you. Now, okay, what roles are you talking about? What new jobs are you talking about? Well, let's take a look at them. Before you even actually started into trading, you were an investor and a venture capitalist. You decided that you didn't want to just have your money sitting in a mutual fund or some, you know, long-term stock or a CD somewhere. You wanted to invest it and put it to work for you, generating, you know, a nice, you know, either wealth generation or a nice income, but something more substantial than just a real passive investment. So you were an investor and a venture capitalist. Once you chose to go into business for yourself, which you did, and it's an activity, not just an investment, trading is, so now you also, you know, had to become a planner and a researcher and an analyst. And once you got started, hey, now you're the owner and a business manager of your trading business. And of course, risk management, that's something that, you know, before you even chose trading, was something that you had to assess, hopefully. And on a day-to-day basis, traders are risk managers. Now, there are other new roles. Yes, there's a bunch of them. Of course, you're the trader, but you're also the bookkeeper. You're running a business now. You have to keep your books, file your taxes, all that kind of stuff. Now, quality, this one's huge. Most people don't realize, but yes, quality is a part of every business, whether you want it to be or not. It's there because you're always wanting to improve things. When things go wrong, you need to fix them. That's the role of quality. And then, of course, this one, trading system analyst. Once you chose to get into trading, you needed to take a look at the various methodologies and systems that are available, analyze them, and decide, hey, is this worth getting into? This is a crucial job that a lot of traders really don't realize that they have, don't attend to it very well. Anyway, the importance of recognizing all these roles is all of them contribute to the success of a business. Most, unfortunately, only focus on the role of the trader. They're just busy trading. I talk to them, and I'll talk to people, and they're like, I just want to make lots of money, and they're just busy trading. They neglect the others and, unfortunately, pay a very high price for that neglect. Usually, that price is continued disappointment, frustration, and lack of profits that goes on for months, oftentimes years. That's a high price. Now, where most go wrong is, first of all, like I said, they're viewing trading simply as a way to make money. They're not looking at it as a business operation. They're not. It's just, I just want to make lots of money, and that's what I hear out of them. They're not viewing it as an ongoing business pursuit, this very short-term thinking. They're not thinking of it as a long-term, I want to, you know, consistent, you know, wealth generation and income generation. No, they're not looking at it that way. So they grossly underestimate what it takes to have that long-term consistent profit. Now, of course, with trading, part of the problem is it sounds simple enough at first. It really does. It's you know, the commercials, of course, don't help. The, you know, you've seen them where, you know, oh yeah, you know, they got the little toddler up there on the screen. Oh, look, I just placed a trade. Huh? Yeah, it's so easy, and even a baby can do it. Sure, placing trades. Yeah, everybody can click a mouse. My cat can click a mouse, or my dog. That doesn't mean that, you know, they're making money. Now, so, you know, people jump into it underestimating what it takes. Then they wonder, you know, they just jump in. Then they wonder why it's so tough. Why is it so hard to make money? And they, of course, yeah, then they either blow out their account or they just continue to struggle for years. And it's really a shame. The problem is, yeah, it sounds simple enough at first. I mean, trading itself, it's not that difficult. You know, buy low, sell high. Or vice versa if you're dealing in the future. So, you know, you sell it high before you buy it low. Okay. Yeah, it sounds really simple, and a lot of people get hooked into trading with the lure of easy money. They're not told the whole story, and that, you know, if they're looking for a long-term source of income and wealth generation, then they need to look at it as a business, because long-term consistent income and wealth generation only comes from a true business if it is an ongoing regular activity. Now, a reliable business doesn't just happen to, you know, or by accident, or it doesn't just fall together. It doesn't, and it doesn't happen overnight. It does require skills and knowledge and a serious, mature, and dedicated person to make it happen. These are just simple facts. Now, remember the requirements that we talked about. All reliable businesses require planning, organizing, systemizing, implementing of financial controls, and managing. They do. Now, again, when most people, they enter trading, they're coming from a job or an occupation where, you know, these things are new tasks for them if they've not had any preparation for it. So they're working from very limited knowledge, and they're trying to learn on the fly, so to speak. You know, it's just like you're getting thrown into a job. They haven't been prepared for it. They haven't been trained. They haven't really been given the expectations of what the job requires. And they're trying to learn as they go without any guidance or training. And the worst of it is half the time, actually more than half, they don't even know the questions to ask. So, you know, you've experienced it and you're witnessing the Peter Principle in action. I mean, really, it's, you know, this is, you know, Peter Principle is like how not to build a business. Building a business, in many regards, is like building a house. You don't just grab some boards and start nailing them together thinking, hey, the house will just, you know, you can figure it out as you go. No. If you do that, there's going to be a whole lot of undoing and redoing that goes on, and that makes for considerable waste of time and money. Now, the distinguishing mindset really that separates the winners and losers, those that can build a decent, you know, reliable business in a short period of time or a reasonable period of time, is this. Now, don't be offended because I've been in both of these. Don't feel bad if, you know, this sounds like if you can relate to this, don't feel bad. We've all been there at some point. It's just part of the maturing process as you become a trader. A lot of people, when they first get into trading, they're an opportunity seeker. They're getting sucked in with the old get-rich-quick mentality, the lure of easy money, and they're just, you know, they're looking into trading because they're fed up with their, you know, their current job. They want a change in lifestyle. They want to get away, you know, they want to stop what they're doing now. They're looking for an alternative. And so, you know, yeah, here's trading. Looks easy enough. The money's good. Yeah, let's jump on it. And so they're running away from, you know, an unpleasant life, and they're just jumping on the opportunity for, you know, money. But the difference, and the whole difference in the mindset. Now, if you look up the word entrepreneur in the dictionary, it says that an entrepreneur is a person who organizes and systemizes a business undertaking, assuming the risk for the sake of the profits. Now, the key distinguishing thing there is they're organizing and systemizing a business undertaking. An opportunity seeker is willing to risk for, you know, to make some money, but they're an opportunity seeker. Most, like, you know, like I said with traders, they don't understand it's a business, so they just jump into it, you know, thinking, hey, if, you know, if I can just get to making money, everything else will come together. No, an entrepreneur understands that, no, I've got to get it organized, and I need to systemize things. I need to treat it properly as a business. Now, in building a solid business, there is a particular process to build a business, and there's a specific progression to the process. Like I said, you don't just grab boards and start nailing them together thinking everything will fall in place. There are several stages involved, and each stage requires knowledge, a process, and specific skills. Now, the inherent obstacles for most traders is the lack of experience, training, or guidance when it comes to creating a business plan, you know, building the business on paper, actually starting up a profitable business, growing a profitable business, and maintaining a profitable business. See, each of these stages here have different knowledge sets and skill sets and processes to go with them. I mean, I've worked for guys who are great at starting up businesses. They were new plant startups. Guys would just be great at it. But you put them into a mature facility, one that, you know, where everybody's been there for 5 years and everything's all smoothed out, they struggle. Vice versa. Same thing. Even the simple act of creating a business plan. I know tons of small business owners that have not been able to sit down and write a business plan, and you know, that's why they're calling me, is to help them write their business plan, because it requires specific, you know, skills and knowledge to do it right. Okay, the business plan, really, and the reason I focus here, it is absolutely critical. It really is. For any business to succeed and in a reasonable period of time, you got to have a business plan. This is especially true in trading. The biggest benefits, first of all, time to profitability. By putting it together, building it on paper first before you ever start throwing money into it, you shorten your time to profitability dramatically. That's why venture capital firms and angel investors and banks, all, if you don't have a business plan, they won't give you a penny, because this is a make or break, you know, part of the deal. If you don't have a plan, who cares how lucrative your idea is? You got to have the plan in place to, you know, show how you're going to make it happen. Now, once you have a plan, like I said, it shortens your time to profitability. You put the odds severely in your favor, very strongly in your favor, because now you've, like I said, you've already built it on paper. And you get a great peace of mind from this. You're not just sitting there hoping, you know, that things are going to work out, hoping that you're going to get profitable in a reasonable period of time, hoping that you're going to make it, you know, next month, next, you know, year, and 5 years from now. All that hoping goes away because now you know you've given yourself something really tangible and solid to work from. Now, mistakes commonly made by traders, again, underestimating what it takes. Just in general, you know, they're thinking, hey, I'm going to, you know, change my lifestyle, I'm going to quit my job, and I'm going to go trade for a living. No, that's where you're underestimating what it takes. If you want to have reliability and security, no, You got to treat it like a business. It's starting up without a business plan. This is another huge mistake. That is, it's without the business plan, skipping that really makes things so hard. Another mistake is, yeah, just thinking that everything will just fall into place for those consistent long-term profits. It doesn't work that way, not in the real world. And the biggest one, I can't stress it enough, failing to get the help needed to do it right the first time. In trading and in any other business, there's just too much money that can be lost too quickly to, you know, think that you can, you know, just keep trying this and trying that and trying this and trying that. It's too expensive and it takes too long. Now, again, there are high costs for neglecting, doing it properly. First of all, emotional trading. I hear it from people all the time, you know, oh, if I could just be more disciplined, everything would be fine. No. Your emotions are hammering you because you haven't given yourself, you know, a stable point and some security of treating it like a business. So, of course, you're going to feel a lot of anxiety and be open to a lot of emotional problems and other things that seem, you know, psychological and, you know, discipline related. They're not. It's because your trading lacks the structure of a business. You haven't gotten it organized yet. Now, the other price that's paid is, yeah, I know a lot of traders, man, they've done well, and they'll go through these cycles, you know, they'll run up, you know, for 3 to 6 months, and they'll just be rocking and tearing it up, you know, triple their account, and then bam, they give it all back, and then they do it all over again, and they just are on this endless vicious cycle. So yeah, they can make money, they just can't keep it. Ah, that sucks. Yeah. The big price, the high cost of neglect, without getting your business organized as a business and doing it right, yeah, years, not just weeks or months, we're talking years of struggle, frustration, and anguish really is the right word for it. And unfortunately, eventually, yes, comes the eventual financial death where you just plain have to close up shop because the stress gets so high, your subconscious is saying, hey, if we don't stop this, you know, the stress is just going to kill us, so we're going to end the stress by blowing out your account. Bam, and you're done. Okay, now what to do instead? Well, first of all, really honestly, treat your trading as your business, a real business. Not just being serious about it, but treat it like a business. And get help to do it right. That's the smart thing. Don't just go along. Invest in yourself and your business. Anybody who's serious about, you know, I mean, if you're talking about this, you know, trading providing a new lifestyle for you and a whole different lifestyle, a new life for you and your family, you want to make sure that you do it right. So invest in yourself and your business and make sure that you do it properly. If you get help, it really is the best use of your time and your resources. The advantages you gain by treating your trading as a business, approaching it this way, first of all, it makes your life easy. The stress can go down because now you're getting the guidance, you're getting the knowledge and the process and the skills and the actions that you need to take to do things properly. And this really does, this is your fastest, surest, and most sensible way to consistent profits that I know of. Best of all, really, it eliminates tons of waste. You know, if you're tired of jumping from one system to the next, if you're tired of running around in circles, this is a great way, you know, to help eliminate that waste. Now, again, the other thing, you get the confidence that you get from having a solid plan that's well thought through. It's just the confidence is great. And another thing, just from a general lifestyle, if you want to call it that, is the security from knowing how to start a business, because you're going to learn the process of how to properly plan and start up a business. That is extremely cool. Now, the other thing, yes, with a business plan, which is one thing that you'll have, walking away from the program, is you'll have a working business plan. The plan gives you clear direction. No more jumping around from this to that and back again, or running around in circles. That's cool. And again, having structure to your trading, that itself is going to lend consistency and efficiency, and that means more time for you. Now, instead of, you know, taking, you know, 50 hours a week or however much time, you know, you're putting into your trading now, you'll be able to reduce that. That frees up your time, and that is cool. That's wonderful. Now, the lifestyle rewards for people who choose to be entrepreneurs and not opportunity seekers. Entrepreneurs build businesses. They build assets, and that's what you want to do. Because, see, when you get good at building businesses and acquiring and creating assets, that's when you really can start looking at 6- and 7-figure income streams. That really is cool. And when you, again, when you know how to do this, when you've gone through the training and you've acquired the skill set and the knowledge and the process, that's when you really can enjoy reliability in what you've got going on for, you know, for making your living. And the consistency and the security that goes with it, that is really cool. Now, to wrap things up here, again, with trading, there is much more to it than most people realize when they first get into trading. You know that's true. And neglect has a huge penalty. If you want to just sit there and ignore it and, you know, play the I don't see the hard work over here. It's not that tough if you do it right. It's just a matter of going ahead and stepping up to the plate and saying, hey, I really do want the lifestyle. I'm going to do what it takes. If you don't, hey, that's got a huge penalty to it. But what I've found in my years of, you know, in trading and working with other traders, helping people, is the entrepreneurial traders, the ones who approach it like a business, treat it like a business, they're the ones who succeed. You really put the odds in your favor. This is Brian McAvoy with Inside Out Trading. Cheers.
Thank you for joining us today on the Consistent Profits Podcast, brought to you by Inside Out Trading. Make sure to swing by Inside Out Trading and pick up your copy of The Proven Formula for Consistent Monthly Profits. If you enjoyed the show, make sure to subscribe on your favorite channel, and we'll see you on the next episode. Cheers.